Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. KX93.5, Jason Feddy here, in for Tyler Russell on the morning show. And Newport Beach Film Festival has been going on for the past, I don't know, a couple of weeks now. And we've been giving away tickets to a bunch of different shows. And the final film of the festival is a film called No Stranger Than Love, which seems like a very strange film. And I want to talk to the one of the leading actors in the film right now. Canadian actor Justin Chatwin's on the phone with me. How are you doing, Justin?
Great, man.
How long have you been in town?
I've been in town for about 3 days. I live here, but I've been on I started a never-ending motorcycle trip, so I rode my motorcycle just recently from Vancouver to Columbia. So I just got home actually like 3 days ago.
Wow, now that is an interesting trip. What was that for? Just for fun, or did you do that for charity? Or
that was an actor with a lot of time on his hands. It's a great way to see the world, and I'm not here to talk about motorcycles. I guess that would be a different interview. We're here to talk about No Stranger Than Love, which is a crazy, you know, as an actor, you do these bizarre, weird, independent films, and you really never know whether they're going to see the light of day or if anyone, you know, where they're going to end up or what they are, but this was a fantastic little movie.
All right, well, let's give a brief synopsis of this, because you're talking about, you're right, this is a very, I haven't seen the film yet, but just to read the synopsis is insane. You haven't seen the film yet.
It looks, I haven't seen the film.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a pretty weird film, dude.
You describe it, and it sounds like a sci-fi movie, but it really is almost like a Kurt Vonnegut book. I mean, it's set in this wholesome, perfect, sweet little town. And, yeah, this woman is about to have an affair, and this existential black hole opens up and envelops Colin Hanks into a hole. And then the girl spends the rest of the film trying to figure out how to get him out of there without people finding out about what she did.
Brilliant. This sounds totally up my street. What about your character?
I guess I play a bookie. Comes to the town looking for Colin Hanks' character, and because he owes him money, and now she's trying to cover for the missing person who's in the hole, and I'm trying to get my money, and essentially I'm on the brink of having a quarter midlife crisis and a breakdown, and these two people find each other in the midst of very odd circumstances, and it becomes a love story of two people who are living the lives that they don't want to be living.
Right, so there are a bunch of different subplots here, and it sounds kind of super real. You know, it sounds like this is about people's real lives, and as you say, on the other hand, there's some pretty bizarre stuff going on. There's a big hole in the living room floor.
There's a big hole, and everyone asks me what it means, and I have no idea. the reason why I like this film is it's just odd. You watch it and you go, are you kidding me?
Oh, it just sounds great. And it's tonight at the Lido at Newport Beach, and it closes Newport Beach Film Festival. It sounds very odd, and really, it sounds like something that's totally up my street, to be honest with you. I guess if you like Wes Craven or the Coen brothers, this will be in your bag, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, Justin, thanks for talking to me, mate.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for your time, and thanks for supporting the film.
Hey, it's absolutely my pleasure.
All right, you have a good day. Go grab a coffee, buddy.